Reading from 1 Samuel, chapter 14. I do want to thank all of you for your prayers. I want to share a little bit of my testimony. You know, being a missionary is not the same as being a missionary's kid. And you think you know how it's going to be, but it is different. And so I thank y'all for your prayers. It's interesting preaching the gospel. And I've been in Mexico all my life. I grew up there. I was born there. And so I know the language. I've seen other works that have grown there. And so you know, I'm expecting it to be the same. Yet I really never knew how they did those works there. Because I didn't see all the work they were actually putting into it because I was in school and other things. And so now living it, it's different. And I admire the men that I used to admire. I admire them a lot more now. I thank y'all for your prayers. Like I was saying, you know, we're starting in Puebla. We've been there for a little over a year. And we don't have anyone we can say they're saved and they're coming faithfully and they're sharing. But I can say, you know, I am at an exciting time right now because we do have studies and it's you know, you can see it in their eyes. They know what you're talking about. They understand it. They can tell you. I have a man I'm talking to right now and he's actually telling other people how to get saved. But he's not saved, and so I'm just like, come on, you can do it. So I'm actually really excited right now. I am excited, and me and John, we're excited, and we know the Lord is going to touch some people soon, and we thank y'all for your prayers. Thank you. But you know, a lot of people ask me, why, how do you know you were called? And I mean, I know, I used to ask that too, and I can't really say anything like for sure, but I can say that this verse that I'm going to read, and it has been what touched me since I was a young kid. And it's the verse that made me realize, you know, I want to go somewhere. 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 6 and 7. It says, "And Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, come and let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us. For there is no restraint to the Lord to Amen. Save by many or by few."
Amen.
"And his armor bearer said unto him, do all that is in thine heart. Turn thee, behold, I am with thee according to thy heart."
Amen.
You know, the first thing when I was young and that I liked about this is that Jonathan comes and he asks this young man to join him in a battle where it's going to be him and one other man fighting against these enemies of God. And I think Jonathan asked his young armor bearer. Jonathan could have asked anybody in the whole camp that was with him. He could have asked any one of those soldiers who was mighty, mighty people that knew how to fight. But he just asked the young man that was next to him, that it was his armor bearer. He asked him, let's go do this. And so I think that inspired me. You know, even if we're young, sometimes if we just do what the Lord wants us, he can use us. So that inspired me. But I want to see this invitation, this calling that God had for me personally. He says, come, let us go. This is the calling that I felt. He was saying, come, let's go. Come on. And this calling, I think we can see it as Jonathan calling his armor bearer. I think there are men calling other men saying, let's go. I know this is a lot in churches in Mexico. Men that are missionaries, some of them are alone in other cities. And they're asking other men, they're saying, come on. I need somebody. I need help. I can't do it alone. And he's saying, come with me. Let's go. Let's do it together. I believe that's one of the callings, is some other people are calling. And I felt like some people are calling me, come on, let us go. But really, it's God. He's calling and he's saying, come on, let's go. And what fills me is that, with this is that Christ isn't calling you to go and to send you without him. He's saying, let's go.
Yes, amen.
Christ isn't sending you alone. He's with you and he's with us and he's sending us and he's going with us and he's going to be there.
Amen.
The calling is, come, let us go. You know, this is God's work. He's the participant. He's there. He's there more than you and I. He's there. And he's inviting us and he's saying, let's go. I'm going to be with you all the way. He's with us. Jonathan said, come on, let us go. He didn't say, you're the armor bearer. I'm the son of the king. You go and I'll stay here. He said, come on, let's go together. And that's the calling God had for me. He said, come on, let's go. The vision that Jonathan had was, come, let us go unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. He said, let's go over, beyond where we are. We want to go over somewhere else. And I know we can't all have the same calling. We can't all be called to go somewhere else because we need people here. You know, you need to preach the city you're in. But this is how I felt. God was saying, come on, let's go over, go somewhere. You need to be somewhere, given the gospel. The vision that he had, that Jonathan had, was to go unto the Philistines' garrison, the enemy's camp. And I mean, that, what kind of vision did this man, Jonathan, had? I mean, what are you doing? You're going to go, just you and your armor bearer, to a camp with an enemy? You know, that's sometimes what we're called to do.
Right.
Alone, go to a new place, a new city,
yes.
Start a new work.
Right.
It's going to be hard. Hey, you might think, you know, my partner's crazy. What is he calling me to do? God's calling me to go. What are you thinking? But this is a vision that God had. God has a vision of spreading the gospel to the whole world. He said, preach here in Jerusalem, preach here in your parts, and then go to the rest of the world until they all know.
Amen.
That's his vision.
Amen.
And that's some other's vision too. I believe this church has this vision to spread the gospel over and beyond unto the garrison.
Amen.
That was his vision, to preach to everybody. And I believe that's a good vision. We have a vision to preach the gospel. You know, one of the things that I feel comfort in, because it's hard preaching sometimes when it's just preaching to your wife and you're preaching, you're there. It's hard, but the comfort I have is that this was the vision God had. This was the vision Christ had. Us preaching his word to people who didn't know and would have never known if people did not have the vision.
That's right.
We have a vision, and this vision is to go over, send over, so that they can get the gospel. That's the vision. But then there was a hope. There's a hope. He says, it may be that the Lord will work for us. And you know, I believe this is the hope. I don't go to Puebla. I don't know, John doesn't. I know brothers that are going to Poland. I know y'all aren't there hoping that you're going to do the work.
Yeah, that's right.
What we're hoping for is that the Lord will work in us.
Amen.
That the Lord will do this work. That's our hope.
That's
just
right.
Like Jonathan had. He said, let's go. He wasn't saying, I'm strong. I know I can do it. I know I can beat all these men. He said, hopefully the Lord will work for us.
Yeah,
in us, with us. He'll use us.
Yeah.
And that's our hope. That we're not going to be just us there working, and hopefully our efforts are going to do everything. We're hoping that God is going to be for us.
Amen.
And that while we're preaching, God is the one touching the hearts and moving upon the people.
Yeah.
That's our hope. Just like Jonathan had this hope. He said, the Lord, I hope he's for us. Maybe the Lord will be for us. And you know, I have an assurance that the Lord will be for us. And no doubt that God is with us wherever we are. Poland, he's with you. And one day, his work will be done.
Amen.
We have this hope, same hope they had. Jonathan says, it may be that the Lord will work for us. Then he says, for there is no restraint to the Lord.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
You know, the power.
Yeah.
This calling, this going, this doing, but the power that God really does have. Jonathan could be, he was so confident because he said, if the Lord's working for us, there's no restraint to the Lord.
Amen.
You've got restraints, you do. You can do everything you have in you. You can preach, you can teach, you can tell, you can witness for years and years and years. And if you are the only one doing it, they're not going to believe. They're not going to change because you can't convince them.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
But to the Lord, there's no restraint. He can do, he can move. He can make one, two men beat a whole camp.
Yeah.
We can go not trusting in ourselves, but knowing that the Lord has no restraint.
Amen.
He can do.
Amen.
He has no restraint. You know what he says? He says he has no restraint to save by many.
Amen.
Or by few.
Yeah. Amen.
Now I believe many would be better probably. But he can save by few.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
We've got churches, south side and north side, and they're few. But you know, he can save by
Amen.
Few.
That's right.
He has no restraint.
Amen.
And in Mexico, he has no restraint. He can save, he can use just a few.
Yeah, amen. Yes.
There's no restraint. The power, the calling, the vision. It's all a hope that God would use his power.
Amen.
Not be anything truly because of us, because we can't do it. But then the answer. And this to me personally felt like this is what I had to do. I mean, if God's calling me, if he has this vision, if he's offering this power, then this should be my answer. What he said, his armor bearer said unto him, 7, do all that is in thine heart. The answer was, okay. You know? I mean, he's saying something crazy. Let's go to the camp of the enemy and fight him. And his armor bearer said, okay. I mean, it doesn't sound too wise, but this is the answer God wants.
Yeah.
He calls. He wants to, you to say, okay, here
yeah.
I
Amen.
Am.
Amen.
Send me.
Yes, sir.
You want me? I'm here. I'm willing.
That's right.
That's right. Amen.
The answer this man gave was, here I am. You want to go? Go. I'll follow you. I'll be with you the whole way. But the service was amazing because he says, behold, I am with thee according to thy heart. I don't think this armor bearer, this young man, was maybe all that excited about going. I think he was doing it for service to his master. He says, I'm going. Why? According to thy heart. Because you want it.
Yeah.
If it were up to him, he probably would say, you know, I don't really desire this. But if it's your desire, then I'm there. I'm going because you want it. And I wonder, this is the service I should have with God.
Yeah.
God wants something. I should be willing to do it. Whether it was my idea or my want or my desire, I should do it because he wants it.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
God wants it. Why can't we serve like this young man, this armor bearer, saying, because it's your will, because it's in your heart, you want it, then I'll do it. I'll go because you want it. The service of this man. And then finishing all, the act. He didn't just say, he didn't just promise, he did.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
He went, they had a victory, they won.
Yes.
He went. We can say, Lord, do all, do, yes, I will, I will, I will, and then not go.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jesus asked that question, you know, who did the right thing? The one who said, I'll go, and then didn't go?
Yeah.
No, that's not the right thing.
Yeah.
The right thing is to do.
Yeah, amen.
Not just be a hearer, not just be a volunteer, but actually go.
Yeah.
Actually do. And this is what as a young man touched me, gave me the calling to go. And I know everybody has a different calling. This was my calling to go somewhere.
Amen.
And to do.
Yeah.
And I praise the Lord, He called me.
Amen.
Thank you.